Greetings! Welcome to the Slow Dive Podcast. I'm Farida, your guide on this journey. Well, this is the first episode. I'm going to title it the preamble episode of the Slow Dive series. A little bit about me. I'm a filmmaker with a background in human rights and immigrant rights work. I'm a rock hound, a little crunchy. I'm into archetypes and the meaning behind meanings. Lifelong student, first generation club, firstborn club, and a pet parent to rescue animals with behavioral issues because there is no such thing as a bad cat, just a misunderstood cat, a lonely cat, and an underloved cat. Insert your cat jokes now. The Slow Dive. All right, well, before we get into that, let me just share some data with you. By the end of 2022, 108 million people will be forcibly displaced worldwide as a result of persecution, conflict, violence, or human rights violations. This includes 35 million refugees. And that statistic is from UN Refugees. Nearly 60% of the world's displaced live in countries most vulnerable to climate change. After fleeing war and persecution, they are being also confronted with droughts, floods, and extreme temperatures. What does that say? Our planet is hurting, right? We're all earthlings, climate refugees, conflict refugees. So, knowing that, there is unfortunately no shortage of suffering. This podcast series aims to center around interconnectedness and impact. After hearing those numbers of refugees and climate and conflict, it goes beyond saying that on Earth, we're all in a large community as humanity, but we're also in community in our own communities, right? In our own cities and neighborhoods. Everything is interconnected, whether it's climate, whether it's peace and war, conflict, everything is connected. It impacts us, we impact, and we are impacted. So that's a very broad number. One of the reasons why this podcast is topic on interconnectedness and impact speaks to me is I'm someone that personally was kind of sidelined for a little bit. I had what you call the setback, cave moment, a dark night of the soul, and it set me back a while. And then I reemerged after being in my cave moment, my hermit time, and I realized, okay, life, let me examine life a little bit closer. During that time, one of the things when you're in isolation, and I joke about this with some of my friends who kind of reconnect with me after years of me kind of disappearing, like, where were you, Frida? I was like, I was in prison. No, I was not in prison. But kind of was a mental prison, I guess. And not to sound crazy, I wasn't crazy, but the point is sometimes life kind of sidelines you. And in those moments, your human spirit is tested. And for me, and I'm sure so many of us, and through this podcast, you'll meet some of those people and you hear some of those stories. We've all had our cave moments, our dark night of the souls, things that basically sidelined us, blindsided us, whether that's a health crisis, a betrayal, financial crisis, whether it's being blindsided by a life event you didn't think it would happen, grief, a physical challenge, a mental health challenge, a personal loss, a spiritual crisis. I think at this point, especially for myself as a woman in her third act of life, I can say that we all have had a moment. We just don't know each other's moments. All of us have adulted enough to, I mean, if you are advancing through life and by the time you're 40 and up, you have had a cave moment, a setback, a dark night of the soul, something. We don't know that about each other. And I think one of the things I hope to achieve with this is to showcase the resiliency that human beings have. And also to go back to how we're part of a global community on Earth in general, and regardless of your race, ethnicity, culture, at the end of the day, we're all like on this, like, we're on this spaceship called Earth. You know, who is it? Buckminster Fuller used to say that. We're on this spaceship called Earth, floating through the galaxy. Well, we're not floating, but you know what I mean. We're tethered to each other, interconnected to each other. And like that, when I was in my cave moment, it was a pretty long time. I took a break from everything. And it was a time that I needed to meet myself. And once I emerged from that extended period of time, I realized, okay, now that I've met myself deeply, I was more from a creative perspective and from someone who's always aspired to be a part of the community and give back. I was very intrigued in learning about people's origin stories or stories or comeback stories and how they overcame things that we wouldn't even think. And like I said, I'm not going to go into my cave moment because, you know, I still think, you know, there's stuff that people, you don't readily share, but like at some point I will. Everyone has stuff. Everyone has a mountain that they're climbing. One of the goals of this podcast is to highlight the resiliency of the human spirit. And I say this because when I was sidelined for a little bit and I wasn't really participating in life too much, I was getting to know myself and really get to know myself. Because, yeah, we are our first home, right? Never had a problem, and maybe other creative people or writers or modern mystics of some kind can agree with me on this, or this might resonate with them. But I never had a problem having my time alone, because in your isolation, you get to meet yourself over and over again. And that's something that's always, you know, call me self-absorbed, I guess. I always wanted to know why I like what I like, what I don't like. Always examining my beliefs. But now that I'm older and I've been through many cave moments and dark night of the souls, and thank God reemerge as a, I would like to say, a healthier, better, more well-learned student version of myself who still aspires to learn throughout her life, I'm interested in knowing how everyone else's cave moments are. Because the human spirit truly is resilient. You can, and I know this because I have met people through documentary work, through creative work, through just relationships, just people, just stories of people that I, on the surface, very strong, empowered, well-adjusted, great people. And I had no idea what they had reemerged from, what they have undergone and came to the other side, which goes back to our mission, you know, listen, reflect, and connect. We have a lot to learn from each other as humans on this planet. And I think even with my attention span of a gnat sometimes, I challenge myself to listen to other people's stories, their mountaintop stories, because the truth is we can learn from each other. And seeing and hearing parts of ourselves and other people, I don't know, it's a form of like comfort, right? Like you're not the only one. Now, mountaintops. If you look at the podcast cover art that my wonderful designer designed, we made sure to put mountains in there. Symbolically, we all have a mountaintop. We're all carrying stuff, our stuff. And if we're part of families and relationships, perhaps we're carrying other stuff, whether that's generational trauma, whether it's our own issues that we haven't challenged ourselves to, whether it's a test placed on us. Everybody has a mountain they're climbing. And even when you get to the top of the mountain, before you appreciate the view, you got to unpack. And then what? You're at the top of the mountain. You're a little bit exhausted. You're still processing. You're still trying to figure out like what just happened. You need a little buffer zone before you figure out your next steps. So I hope that I get to introduce you to amazing people that have gotten to the top of the mountain, made it to the top, and now are sharing their stories. And in their stories, if you're still climbing up a mountain, you'll see that you too can get to the top of the mountain and get the views and be able to help someone else and make it okay, make it safe. Probably what really is anchoring this podcast is that if we're all on this planet together and we're all interconnected, we have an opportunity to be impacted and be an impact. Then that means our life here, everything we do has an effect. So it's about intentional living, right? So what happens when you have a setback or a cave moment or a dark night of soul or crisis? How do you come back from that? My goal is to have those conversations and discussions from people who are in the community. Either they've devised systems and ways to give back to the community, or people as individuals, heroes and heroines in their own story of life, have overcame some adversity and now are on the other side. Now they're a lighthouse, right? They're a lighthouse. They have somehow managed, like, for example, one thing I can say is like fear, right? What are you the most afraid of? What if like your worst fear came true? Then what? That fear that holds you back from not living life fully because you're afraid of something? Because what if that happens? What if that actually happened to you? What if all your fears came true? The things that, you know, the deterrence, the whole like the fear system. So now you're on the other side. Okay, that was my worst fear. That actually happened to me. So now what do you do with that knowledge and how do you go forward? How do you exist in life going forward? There are people whose worst fears that might be your worst fear and my worst fear happened to that person. And they're on the other side and they're smiling, wonderful, productive people. And you would not know that they're on the other side of that issue. What is your identity? What if everything you thought you were was tied and all that was then taken from you or gone? Kind of like a house in a fire. Like everything you thought that you bought, you purchased has value is now gone. Ashes. Nothing to show for it. Then who are you then? Are you your stuff? Are you your stories? What are you? Has that happened to you? Has that happened to somebody? Happens to many people. They lose everything. Their life savings, their 401ks. They lose their minds. They lose the loves of their lives. They lose their family. Then what? Now who are you? You got to go back to the cave. You got to reemerge. You got to be in that caterpillar soup. Who are you? That's another thing. And I think that is my goal. And I wanted to make sure I had this preamble episode for you to get a little bit of a little vibe check with me, Faritha. You get to kind of get into my head. And of course, I have an amazing producer and I'm going to have a lot of great people and guests, hopefully, that want to be a part and share their stories on this podcast and feel comfortable sharing it. I challenge you to tune in to at least the first few episodes because I truly believe the human spirit is resilient and you can come back from anything. I do believe in reinvention. I believe in reemergence. I believe that on a very mystical level, we die. We die each time we feel immense loss and we reform as something else and we come back again. And I don't mean death as in death, like life, but death of our old selves. And we reemerge as better versions. And it's kind of like what Hermann Hesse used to say, that we are ascending on a spiral, right? You unlock a new level, but you're still ascending up a spiral. So when you're on a new level, you're still at the bottom of that level. And you haven't reached the top yet, but you're just a better version of yourself. And that truly is the premise of why I feel like this podcast might be enlightening, Empire. Truly, this is why I feel like the objective and the mission behind this podcast is to empower and inspire you, and to also to give you a moment to reflect on your own life. If you're listening to this, I don't know, in your car or in the background, even if, you know, you have a minute to ask yourself questions and meet yourself again. And through other people's stories, people that who have climbed to the top of the mountain tops, people who have come to the other side of the tunnel, people who have become to traverse the oceans on a ship and now are lighthouses for many, people who took a personal loss, a personal tragedy, a pain point in their life and turned it into purpose and became resilient community members. People who, I mean, those are the everyday heroes, and even their stories. And I mean, I shared some data about displacement, conflict, and climate. That just tells you those numbers. People on this planet as a whole, if whether or not, doesn't matter what, where you are, that's how many people are hurting right now that we know of due to those two things, conflict and climate. Conflict, why is there so much conflict? And climate. So what can we do? What can we do, right? So, yeah. My challenge to you today is, where in your life have you impacted someone? Where have you been impacted? What was your cave moment, your dark night of the soul, your turning point in life? And are you better for it? And if you're better for it, what do you plan to do about it with that new knowledge, that new strength, that new insight? Because, you know, life doesn't get easier. I just think we get stronger. It's true. Life doesn't get easier. We just get stronger. We just learn. With every unlock challenge, we learn. We're like, all right, level 4 completed. Level 5, let's go. So I know we're getting stronger. Together as a community, we can share our stories and support one another. And hopefully you'll tune in. This is The Slow Dive. I'm Faritha. Let's make an impact one story at a time.